When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full 3-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support The Best Show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes, and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please, check out this new episode of Best Show Best. Now for this next segment, this is pretty exciting. If you're from Newbridge, you definitely have heard of Toby Jennings. He's a 17-year-old... kind of like a wonder kid. He's an honor student at Newbridge High. He's the captain of the Newbridge Knights baseball squad and the winner of this year's Quin Cities Thomas Edison Award for outstanding achievement in science and inventiveness. But Toby is definitely best known at this point for his recent winning streak on the Shout Network's game show, Minds of Steel, which if you've been watching that, he's been on a pretty astounding winning streak. So it's pretty exciting as someone from Newbridge to welcome to the show a young man who I guess I would refer to as the pride and future of Newbridge. It's exciting to welcome Toby Jennings to the show. Toby, are you there?
Hello, is this Tom?
Yes. Is this Toby?
No, Tom. This is Sheldon Jennings. I'm Toby's pop.
Toby's pop.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is Toby around?
Yeah. Tom, I'm really sorry, but we have a bit of a problem here. Toby's being a little shy tonight, and he's honestly reluctant to. To talk. He's just being very shy is what it is.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that about?
Well, you know, sometimes he falls into these moods and just, you know, these emotional valleys where he just doesn't feel like talking. And, you know, we're trying our best to deal with it. He's such a great kid, you know, as you've seen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. It is a little surprising that he would be, to hear that he's so withdrawn, because on Minds of Steel, he's really, for a 17-year-old, he's so outgoing and confident and self-assured.
Yeah. Very composed, yeah. I'll tell you, my wife and I, you know, it's such a conundrum to us. It's such an odd situation because, like a lot of us geniuses, he has social anxiety, you know, but you just try to deal with it the best you can.
I mean that's interesting to know because I saw him as being so kind of composed and together when I see him on TV. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I guess if he doesn't want to come to the phone and be on the show, I appreciate you catching us up on where he's at, and I guess maybe we do it another time or something. So I guess we probably just get back to the show the way we've been doing it now. And the topic has been
No, Toby can still do the interview.
How can he do the interview? You said he didn't want to come to the phone.
Oh, we do it this time quite often, actually. It's getting more and more because he has more interviews scheduled, we've just come to this way of doing things. We can actually do it.
What way?
Well, you ask me the questions, and I'll ask Toby, and then he'll tell me the answer, and then I'll tell you.
I mean, look, we can do this another time if he's not up for it. That's completely fine. I mean, that sounds a little, uncomfortable and a little drawn out.
No, it's fine. I promise you. Trust me. It's gonna go so smoothly, and it'll be great, okay? He's just being a little shy boy, you know? Like that Bananarama song. Wasn't there a Bananarama song called Shy Boy?
They did have a song, Shy Boy, yes.
They did, yeah. Uh-huh. It was the one that went on to be in Shakespeare's Sister. That wasn't Siobhan, was it?
Two of them did. I think Shakespeare's... was that the other two?
Her name was... No, it was Siobhan. There was Karen, mm-hmm. I thought was the most attractive. Mm-hmm. She ended up marrying Andrew Ridgely, I believe, from Wham.
From Wham.
How weird is that?
Yeah, it's funny that the one who would be the most prevalent in Bananarama, arguably, would get married to the least prevalent person in Wham. Although with Wham, there's only two people,
it's two.
Like if you're not George Michael, you're the least prevalent person.
That's true. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Remember he had that solo album, Andrew Ridgely?
Do you remember the one really weird factoid about that album? I'm not sure if it was this way everywhere, but the copies I saw when it came out,
mm-hmm.
it had a parental warning sticker on it. It said it had explicit language on it.
For an Andrew Ridgely album?
Yes. What could he have been saying?
I don't know. That's really weird, the idea that he chose to say things that would get that sticker put on the record.
Yeah,
but look,
he might have been going down in the gutter, if you know what I mean, the English gutter.
It's weird that you thought Andrew Ridgely. Look, I'm sorry.
It might have been songs about two in a skip. They call dumpster skips over there.
Okay, look, that's.
Oh, geez, I got so caught up in this that I forgot why we were here.
Yeah, well,
I'm sorry.
Look, let's give this a try. And what was your name again? Sheldon?
Yes, yeah.
Sheldon, well, look, I appreciate you trying to make this work.
You can call me Pop, too.
Okay, well, I think I might stick to Sheldon, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I'll ask you a question. You'll relay it to Toby. And, so I guess I would ask Toby, first question for Toby, I was wondering, with all the success of everything you're involved in, the sports and the Scholastics and being on Minds of Steel, where do you see your life heading as a 17-year-old? It really is the kind of thing where the sky is truly the limit for you.
Hang on. Son, he wants to know, sports and school, and especially with Minds of Steel. where do you see yourself in the future? You know, because you have so many things going on in your life that are, you know, you could take any road you want, and you hopefully find success with any of them. What do you think about that? Toby says that he's so blessed to have so many opportunities coming his way, and he wants to stress that he doesn't take any of this for granted. He loves playing baseball, and he does hope to make it into the big leagues someday, but he'd also love to pursue his science studies and maybe one day help the underprivileged have access to clean water all over the world.
Wow, that's a very thoughtful answer.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah. Wait, what's that? Toby, we don't need to get into that. That's silly. No, I just don't think it's...
Is everything okay?
Yeah. it's just that Toby wants me to say something that's... It's kind of embarrassing for me to say.
Okay. What is it?
Well, he wants to say how much he learned from me. Not so much how to play baseball, which I did help him with a great deal actually early on in his playing, and I still do, you know, or his science projects, which I also help him with a great deal. But you know, but in how important it is to just go for it. And to keep your focus on your goal and never take your eye off the prize, so to speak. You know, like I have with my books.
Well, with your books, you have books.
Oh yeah, I've written a few mystery novels. Yeah, but that's not why we're here. You know, I think why Toby brought this up is that what's that, Toby? No, come on, this is silly. I'm not going to do that. Tom, forgive me. Toby thinks you might have heard of one of my mysteries because he knows you're a big reader of fine literature. Maybe you have. I don't know.
What is it? It's Sheldon...
Jennings.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, well, I'm not picturing anything by... Maybe if I heard the title of something, it would ring a bell.
Okay, well, some of the titles I've written are The Curse of the Scarlet Shoehorn, The Fat Girl from Sheep's Head Bay, The Copy Room Killer, what else? What Happens in Schenectady, Reverend Mortonton and the Sunday School Peeper, Chocolate Skies, The Ferret and Margaret Dupree's Handbag, A Stranger's Deadly Hug, A Sack Full of Pancakes, The Case of the Skinny Buddha, 9 Days Till Sunday, Silk Facebook Stalkings, The Sailor's Dirty Notebooks, Mexican Sean, what else? What the Rickshaw Boy Saw, Dry Leaves, Wet Panties, The Deadly Apple Cart, Stabbed in the Men's Room, Infernal Justice, A Max Wimple Mystery, what else? The MGMT Files, The Body in the Middle of the Street.
Wait, the MGMT Files?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, you know the rock group MGMT?
Yes.
It's them solving crimes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, okay, you were saying something else? I'm sorry.
Oh, what else was there? The Body in the Middle of the Street. The Park Ranger is Missing. Daddy Done Did This. What else? A couple more. Spacing on a couple of them. Oh, Someone Stole the Liberty Bell, Sherlock Holmes Jr. and the Mystery of the Smeared Face, The Pile of Detached Hands, Stand Tall, a John Boehner crime caper, and of course there's my 12-book, The Creamery Murder Series, to name just a couple.
Wow, that is a lot of books.
Yeah, and I've only been writing them since 2012.
Hey, you wrote all of those in the last 3 years?
Yeah.
That's insane. What I mean, no offense, but are those like real books?
Of course they are. Yeah, people have held them.
I mean, okay. I mean, I ask because it's just that there's so many titles, and it's only 3 years.
Well, I'm really on a roll. You know, Bob Dylan talks about when he wrote all those songs all in one, like kind of one burst, and he's basically just like a channel for these ideas. That's why I feel with my books. I'm just a channel for these mysteries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a very impressive.
Well, thanks. But this isn't about me, Tom, okay? What else would you like to ask Toby?
Okay. I'd be curious to know if Toby has been contacted by any other TV networks about appearing on other shows, because he's really good on Minds of Steel, and the camera really, really seems to love him.
That's a good question. Hang on. So he's wondering, you know, because you're on the show and you do so well in it, and the camera seems to love you, if you have had any opportunities or people TV show or doing anything television related.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.
Toby says he has been approached by the History Channel and also the Learning Channel about hosting fun shows for smart young people. And they really think that he can go far with it, and he's up for it. He's up for anything, but I think he's got a good head on his shoulders, and I think he would really excel at that.
Well, that's really cool that he's got like such a attitude of using the platform for a positive outcome.
I think so too. What's that, Toby? No. No, that's not what this interview is about. Son, I'm not going to do that.
Not going to do what? What is it?
Don't make me say it.
What? What did he say?
He says I should see if you want to direct one of the movies I've written.
Well, you've written movies?
I have, yeah. Uh-huh. But again, that's not what this is about, okay? Mm-hmm. We're here to talk about my son. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fair. I mean, and thank you for keeping this on track.
I guess
the next thing I would want to...
Toby, come on. This is about you. Uh-oh.
What?
He's getting very angry, Tom.
He's getting angry?
Yeah, his fists are bawling. You know, his fists are kind of... you know, clenched, and he looks like the man on the front of Black Flag's Nervous Breakdown EP. You know, the guy's kind of pushed in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, Toby insists that we discuss this. I mean, he's just looking after his old man, right? I mean, he knows that you have a lot of juice, and he thinks that this could be a mutually beneficial enterprising for both of us.
That,
oh, no.
That I hear about your what?
Oh, no, he's refusing to breathe until we talk about this. Come on, son, please.
Okay, look, I don't want him...
Daddy.
Yeah, look, then what kind of movies have you written?
Oh, all kinds of genres, yeah. I can't be boxed in. You know, my mind's like a velvety neon rainbow of very interesting and also very marketable ideas.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Oh, off the top of my head, some of the titles of the screenplays I've written... let's think here. Tropical Vacation, Squish, The Misfits of Lodi, On the Brink, Phantom of the IMAX, Trumps Like Us, The Haunted Toilet, Stinkle Fritz and Moopy Doop. What else? Love 2.0, Sunvolt and Mr. Wilco, The Dink and the Red Pickup Truck, Happiness 2, Robert's Plant, Air and Hernandez, Love in a Shopping Mall, Witless Protection. That's a comedy that's, I think, mm-hmm. could be as good as Paul Blart. What's it, Mall Policeman?
Mall Cop.
Yeah. What else? Daddy's Needs, The Haunted Prius, Numb Nuts, The Button Boy, Dry Leaves, Wet Panties, Janitor to Millionaire. One called Why Do We Fight, Mama? Born to Party 1-4. Men versus Women versus Kids versus Dogs. A new one I'm really proud of, The Dice President.
The Dice President?
Yeah.
What is The Dice President?
That's where Andrew Dice Clay becomes president.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's called, instead of like the vice president, it's the dice president.
It is, yes, uh-huh. Yeah. And the tagline is, the Oval Office is now the Oval Office.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. All right. Is that, those are all the movies you've done?
Oh, no, no. What else is there?
Okay.
The Haunted iPad, Whiplash 2. We thought having kids would be way easier. Ripped Van Winkle. Romantic Escapade, College Dog, I'm Watching You, Woman, Laugh It Up, Candy Helicopters, Roger Dogtree, Bitch Perfect, Romantic Escapade 3, Dog College, She Broke My Wiener, My Friend Faye, Unhinged Robot, what else? Slow Times at Ridgemont Nursing Home, The Haunted Pocket Square, What the Rickshaw Boy Saw, Revenge of the Jocks, PB&J, What the What, Pennies Make Dollars, My Dad is a Human Action Figure, Body Nausea, you know, that's just to name a few.
Well, you named more than a few. That would seem like you named 30 screenplays you've written. That's all.
Is that many?
Yeah, that was a lot.
Oh, well, you know, all I have to say about that is that they're all copyrighted, so you know they're good. No, they're all registered.
I mean, that's not a real mark of quality. That's just a mark of registering a thing.
Well, the copyright office doesn't just copyright anything.
Sure, they do. They don't. Yeah, it's like a form thing. It has nothing to do with quality, does it?
Oh,
I've never thought it had anything to do with quality. I think anybody could get anything copyrighted.
Well, no, you pay your $1,000 and then you're copyrighted.
Wait, it was $1,000?
Yeah.
Well,
each one.
Each one? Oh. Well, so you've paid tens of thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's, you really might want to make sure you're doing this correctly, because I don't think getting something copyrighted costs a fraction of what you just paid for.
No.
Yeah, and I mean, if it costs that much, you might want to slow down with some of these. Like, what was the one you said, Body Nausea?
Yeah,
that, I mean, is that really, no offense, is that worth copywriting something so...
Well, what if someone steals my idea? Like, what if you steal my idea?
Well, I'm definitely not, I'm not going to steal Body Nausea.
Well, what if you steal my idea for Slow Times at Ridgemont Nursing Home?
I won't. I promise that's all yours.
Okay. Well, let's talk about doing this, right?
Doing what?
Just like you and me teaming up.
Oh, I don't
a production
think that,
company.
I don't think that's a great idea.
Come on, please.
I really think that's a bad fit.
Oh, come on.
For I mean, how does that even work? I mean, you have so many movies. It's just, I don't know if any of these things are good.
I said they're copyrighted.
No, I heard you when you said that, but I don't feel like, what am I supposed to read all of them? The Dog College or whatever it was you said?
Yeah. Well, get your assistant to do it. That's how they do it in Weirdo Wood, right?
I don't have an assistant.
I tell you, those assistants, they make their way up the ladder, and you know, sooner or later they're making the decisions, which is great for everybody.
Sure, I'll that's not something I know anything about really, but I'll
okay.
I'll Take your word for it.
Okay. That's fair enough.
I didn't know that they were making the decisions.
Oh yeah, yeah. Eventually they do, and they're very suited for it, and they've paid the dues, right?
I guess so.
Okay, yeah, makes sense.
Well, I mean,
uh-oh.
What's going on?
Oh no.
What?
He's here.
Who's here?
Oh no, he looks really mad.
Who?
Toby.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking to Toby.
Look, I gotta come clean on something.
Uh-huh.
Well, I haven't been exactly truthful tonight.
You know, I had a bad feeling about this whole thing.
You did?
Yeah, because
oh, no.
It just seemed a little too convenient that...
Well, okay, listen.
Why? What exactly happened here, Sheldon?
Hang on. Let me get into a different room. Look, I told Toby that this interview was canceled.
Yeah.
I told him that this morning. So when you called, you know, I could pull this deceitful shenanigan game with you in an effort to hype my writing career.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, I guess Toby must have been listening to your program tonight on his CB radio. And
yeah.
he must have found out about my deceitful shenanigan game.
You said shenanigan game twice. Is that like an actual phrase for things?
It's a title I've copywritten.
How much did it cost to copyright just a title?
$6,000.
Well, how much?
$6,000.
So it costs...
Yeah, it's more to copyright the title.
Wait, so when you copyright these movies, it's $1,000 for the script and the title?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so you get like, you actually save... You would have been better off writing a screenplay called Shenanigan Game.
Yeah.
And copywriting it.
I'm just glad that my wife is a U.S. senator.
Uh-huh. Okay, I didn't know that. That's, yeah. I guess, notable.
Oh, no.
Hey, what is that sound?
You found me.
What is that?
It's Toby's hoverboard. He invented this new hoverboard. And he's circling me, and it's terrifying.
He's circling you on a hoverboard right now.
He is.
Oh, my God.
No. He looks so mad.
Uh-huh.
Now he looks like Danzig on the cover of whatever Danzig album he's making those fists on. His one arm doesn't have a tattoo, but the other one does, which is weird.
Yeah. You'd think those would be more evenly distributed.
Toby, no. No, Toby, no, please. Please, I love you. In the name of David Mitch, please, no.
So many sounds.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no.
Wait, is that that's a...
Oh, no.
There's two horns.
Yeah, Toby's hoverboard has two horns.
Did you say in the name of David Miscavige?
Yeah, yeah. We're Scientologists. Don't make fun of us.
I'm not. I didn't know. What was that?
Oh, no! He's got lasers!
Oh. Well,
ah! Oh, no! No! Oh, my God! No, Toby, no! I thought you invented that laser for fun, not vengeance!
Oh, my God. Sound.
Option my movies.
He's gone. Well, I hope he's okay. Jeez, that was. Oh boy. Oh, Toby. Gotta go easy on your pops there, Toby. I don't know what that was. All those... He had two horns and then a hoverboard and then a laser. You ever hear anything like that, Mike? I think that might have been the first Scientologist who called. Look, I'll talk to a Scientologist every show. Somebody wants a call. tell me all about, I didn't watch that documentary yet. I gotta watch that thing. Going Clear. If the movie you've selected is Going Clear, press 1 now. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best, and I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.